بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون، صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, right now we are experiencing the beautiful month of Rajab. And the life of a Muslim revolves around the Islamic calendar. The Islamic calendar, we have beautiful seasons. We have the season of Ramadan. Then we have the four sacred months, where the amal of the Ummat al-Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are amplified, they're multiplied. And the month of Ramadan will begin. Thereafter we have the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, where we go into a little climax. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to i'tikaf. And then the muhabbat, the love, the ma'rifat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he taught the ummah also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a zat, Allah is a being. Allah loves that he be praised, that insan recognize Allah, that he begin to love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah give us his holy life to recognize him. And how do you recognize someone? When you fall in love with that person. Person loves his wife because she does so much for him. Person loves his parents because they do so much for me. But the entire effort of life and all these seasons is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my Allah is doing so much for me. Ya Allah, what haven't you done for me? 99.9% of what we are enjoying in our lives right now, 99 point, maybe even more than that if you know, put a figure to it, what we're enjoying in our lives right now, day and night, morning, evening, afternoon, the ni'mas, the bounties, the food, the drink, the sleep, the comforts, masjid, carpet, aircon, walls. Look at the people of Gaza, how they must be performing the Jummah Salah today. They don't know whether a bomb is going to fall on them. We're absolutely, we have itminan, we can fall asleep in the bayan also. 99.9% of the bounties we enjoy in our lives, we haven't asked Allah to bless us with them. Allah has given us free. We are crying for that 0.5%. We're getting depression for that 1%. Depression for that 1%. 99% Allah has given us. Without any supplication, application, we're just enjoying. For us to make so much shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that we fall in love with Allah. Dear Allah, what haven't you given me? Sometimes we make dua in our immature, nadani state. When some test Allah Ta'ala puts upon us, we make dua, we say, Ya Allah, what guna did I do? Ya Allah, what sin I did? Ulama say, that statement actually reeks of pride. Ya Allah, I haven't done anything wrong, why are you testing me? It should have been, Ya Allah, I've done every crime, every violation, perpetration I perpetrated, violated in the book, Ya Allah, but then too you gave me so much. And I deserve reality, that rocks fall on my head. But Ya Allah, what's falling upon me? This is the food is coming. One dish, one platter, to ask by how many course menu. What's next? I can pace myself out. Allah is just giving, just giving, just giving. So all these seasons we have, my dear brothers, the month of Rajab, then comes Sha'ban, then Ramadan, then i'tikaf will begin. And when the moon is sighted, and all our hearts, that should go to Eid day. Tomorrow is Eid. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who love Allah. And this was a characteristic of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Allah says that those that have iman, they have intense love for Allah. They love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, what to do for you? Unfortunately, nowadays when it comes to dunya, we hear this commonly, people say, if he tells him to jump, he'll ask how high. We should say to Allah, Ya Allah, you tell me to run, I'm running. Hayya al-salah, Ya Allah, I'm running for you. Hayya al-falah, Ya Allah, I'm running for you. Whatever your command is, Ya Allah, I'm running. Ya Allah, you say, stop, I'll put the power brakes of taqwa, I won't do it. Allah says, do now, I'll move. Allah says, stop, now I'll stop. Allah says, sit, now I'll sit. Ya Allah, I'll do everything for you because I love you, my Allah. These are the months to fall in love with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. For this ulama say that we know when it comes to our worldly life, when it comes to our worldly life, how we enjoy the sweet things of life, the delicacies, the chocolates, and the cakes and the biscuits. What's the main ingredient? Sugar. Take out the sugar. Sometimes somebody in the family has some parhezi, some diet, and they have some all bran or some diet type of cupcake, and you have to take a bite. You see, it doesn't taste right. What's wrong with this? Is that for you? I'm a special diet right now. So the real enjoyment is the sugar in it. Just the sugar in the ingredients, or the ingredients of sugar in our certain items, we enjoy all the different delicacies. Ulama say, they bring the creator of sugar into your heart, and your life will become sweet. Your life will become sweet. Now the life and the muhabbat of my wife will be real muhabbat. That a person doesn't learn how to love the creator, they say it's impossible for him to really love the creation. The love he has for his wife, is that genuine? Let her speak a little bit. Let her open her mouth a little bit. Then ulama say, now there's two ladies fighting in the house. You the man. You have muhabbat for her. Why? Because she's a slave of Allah. Allah gave her to me as an amanat. She's a bounty to me. She's a ni'mat to me. The car troubles me. I open all my tires. I tell the car, I'm going to kick you out. We repair the car. We take care of it. Send it for service. Now, the family is troubling. What's the service? Send them for talib. Take them in the path of Allah. Teach them deen. How it is to be a real Muslim wife. I have to become a Muslim husband also. If I really love my Allah, I know how to love my Allah, then I'll know how to love my children. What it is to love children, what should I put in them? That Allah will love them, they will love Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Then I'll understand, I know the Creator, I love my Allah. Now how to show love to the creation, Allah will teach me. Allah will teach me. Today we hear commonly, the father will say to the children, what am I not giving you all? And then to be behaving like this. Why is he behaving like that? One youngster, we find commonly, fathers complain, they say, my son put on his door, bedroom door, put a sign there. No entry sign. Trespassers will be shot on sight. Who are the trespassers? Mother and father. Friends all welcome. Don't have to lock the door. One father said, I got so upset, I took out the door also. I told my son, I put the door belongs to me, I'll take it out. I don't have to lock your door. Yeah, these are adab and respect and etiquettes. But we have to love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then we'll understand what is genuine muhabbat and love. Now my love right now, Allah forgive the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what we should be loving. Now the youngsters, they say, we love sports. It's my life. Can't live without it. I love my cars. We haven't heard anybody saying, I love my Allah. I love my Allah so much. I can't do without Him. When I'm going to eat, I forget my dua to read Bismillah wa Barakatillah. What it means, I don't love my Allah. I forget my Allah. I'm eating the bounty of Allah, I didn't read dua before that. I didn't read the dua before that. I finish it, satiated. Such a beautiful meal, so well prepared. I haven't learned how to thank my Allah also. Therefore, I don't thank my wife also. We have to learn about our Creator, my dear brothers. Otherwise, ulama say, that the person who goes into the qabr, into the grave, after so many of years enjoying the bounties of his creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes into the grave and he never even pricked his conscience once in his worldly life that my Allah is a being whom I have to go out and search for and fall in love with. Never came into his heart. His entire life he lived, enjoyed the bounties, and he went into the grave never to recognize the hand that fed him. They say, what a wasted life. What a wasted life. Now you have to go to Allah, and then Allah will ask you, Malaika will ask you, Mar Rabbuk? Who fed you? Who took care of you? Who gave you life? I don't know why I went into the dunya. I never thought I have to look for him. Because I have to answer the question in the qabr. This entire life is for that examination. I have to look for my Allah. This desire has to come into my heart. That I have to search for my Allah, and there's so much to enjoy in it. One youngster says to the alim, he says, Ma'ana, you're speaking about sports, bitter pill. I can't give it up. I love my sports. It's a fantasy world. The fantasy league. I'm choosing my team. My namaz also, I'm planning it. But by who's going to worry? Who are you choosing to play in your team? Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu used to say, "Inni ujahizu al-jaysh fi salati." I prepare my armies in my salah. So one objection came that how can you do this in salah? Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki rahimullah says that this was the level of his concentration, that in his salah also the fikr for the ummah was there. For the protection of the ummah and the spreading of deen was so overwhelming. But my namaz, I know how it is. Imam Sahib read Asar namaz, all Baji, all man sitting on the chair in the corner. Imam Sahib means salam. Now there's a bit of commotion in the masjid. Imam Sahib, you read 3 rakat, some say 4 rakat, some say 3, some say 4. Old man lifted his head, Imam Sahib, you read 3. Genuine. Baji, how you know? So Imam Sahib, every day I come for Asar namaz, I got 4 shops. So every rakat, I take the account of one shop, hisab. Today only 3 rakat you read, I'm waiting for the 4th shop. That's how I keep my concentration. Umar bin Khattab is planning the armies for the ummah. How to protect the ummah. What enjoyment in their namaz. In his salah, he must be getting depression. That shop didn't do well this week. He's waiting for the 4th shop. How to fall in love with my salah, with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu salam began making dua already in Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Wallah give us barakah in Rajab and Sha'ban and enable us to reach the month of Ramadan. We can imagine from this dua the shauq and the desire for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to reach the month of Ramadan. There's something there. And how come I don't feel this? There's something that ought to happen when the moon is sighted. When the moon is sighted, some excitement is happening in the unseen. But it hasn't come into my heart. I have to make this effort that where I begin to believe in the unseen, like how I see what is in front of me. It is genuine, something is happening there. I have to link my heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unseen system. Then this worldly life will become real, my dear brothers. Otherwise the reality is, I'm living a fake life. If I don't have Allah in my life every day, Allah forgive all of, forgive myself also. Allah sent us in this world for His worship, for His love, for His muhabbat, for His ibadat and worship. And His dhikr and His remembrance. Allah forgive me. How many times you'll find, half an hour passed, that one durood sharif, that one istighfar, 1 hour will pass. I never thought of my Allah one time. All morning will pass. The one that gave me my existence, I never thought about Him. The youngster, I got homework, I got tuition, I've got this, I've got that. Hold on, bhai. You got any guarantee? You have any guarantee? Nobody likes to be cheated. No one likes to be lied to. Nobody likes to be deceived. But the reality, myself, I'm the biggest deceiver to my own self. I am deceiving myself that I'm going to live so long. Remember, my dear brothers, when it comes to the deen of Allah and dunya, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in 70 different verses of Quran, 70 different verses of Quran, Allah has promised that I will ensure that your sustenance will reach you. I ensure it will reach you. It's my responsibility. It's not your doing that you came into this world, it's my doing. That you came into this world, your life depends upon me. I guarantee you, your sustenance will reach you. Whatever measure it may be. Allah's promise. One ayat in Quran. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر. Shaitan threatens you with poverty. That one ayat we believed 100%. And 70 ayats we have doubt. 70 ayats we have doubt. So then one ayat we are working for life and beyond our life also. Dunya Allah has promised. Understand. When it comes to dunya, Allah has promised your rosy will reach you. Once you are going in Jamaat in the path of Allah, and we carry a pot course, you know when you are going somewhere, how the housewife will pack so much of food, you can feed the entire aeroplane also. So much of food. So they pack so much of food. Jamaat, we stopped in Dubai. So I sat down and opened my little Lester Khan spread. And so much of food, I'm thinking to myself, Ya Allah, how am I going to finish all of this? And as I'm begin to eat, another brother walked past, gave me a smile. I gave him a smile also, could recognize from his smile and his demeanor that this person also is in the path of Allah in Jamaat, Arab brother from Algeria. So he made salam, wearing a turban imama, لاتوني تفضل come and join me. Immediately he came and he sat down and he began to cry. I said, "Bhai, what's the problem?" He says, "I can't thank my Allah enough." I said, "What happened?" He said, "We are coming from a far off place, I can't remember, almost 20 hours journey. And I don't eat any food on the plane. I refrain from it. And I'm so hungry right now. And my dua say, Ya Allah, that from where will you feed me?" I told him, "Subhanallah, my dear brother, your hunger, from where you coming from, Allah ensured me back home in Durban. I must go to the local shops, buy all the stuff, let my wife prepare the food, for me to carry a hand luggage, to bring it all the way to Dubai, to feed you. Your rosy was written in my kitchen. How Allah will feed?" And we sing it so many times. How Allah feeds us. But the doubt is still there. In case something has to happen. In case something has to happen. The point I'm getting, my dear brothers, when it comes to dunya, Allah promised it will reach you. Said according to your efforts. But when it comes to deen, Allah has promised us that. Allah says, "For deen, for that, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا." For deen of Allah, you'll have to sacrifice. Allah never said, "For dunya, you're going to sacrifice." Allah said, "You want deen, that will not come to you." We know our little kids, our mothers all have this fikr and this concern and worry, that my son is 3 years old, 4 years old, and we hear the talk in the family, you know what, he's 4 years old, he still can't count 1, 2, 3. He doesn't know the colors yet. He hasn't reached a milestone as yet. So we worried. He's about backwards, remedial school. Where are we going to put him? Hasn't learned to count as yet. But we know the reality. When it comes to fulus and money, we learn to count, don't worry. The other person will learn. Colors, he will learn it. Even you don't teach him, he will learn something. But Quran Sharif, that he will learn by default. That he won't learn, that you will have to teach him. Dunya he will learn, especially when it comes to matriculants, my dear brothers, I always tell them. From age of 18 or 16 to 25, Allah gives an open window period. This is the time for you to take your deen. This is the time for you to take your deen, how much you can take. After 25, it's not going to be so easy. When it comes to dunya, how many of us started a new job at 25, 35, 45, 55? Nobody started the deen at that age. But we say, I'm past expiry date. Dunya will wait, deen will not wait. Dunya will wait for you. Deen will not wait for you. We'll have to chase it. Now is the time for us to understand, I have Rajab, Sha'aban, before I get to Ramadan, to get at least my Quran tilawat correct. My Quran recitation correct. That at least minimum, get my Quran tilawat correct, get my Salah correct, and remember to conclude at one point. At least we get our Salah correct till our last breath. Ya Allah, I will not miss one Salah in the masjid behind the Imam. Every Salah will be there. We all say, Inshallah. Ya Allah, will never leave Salah. We'll never leave you. Allah will never leave us. We leave Allah. Ya Allah, will never leave you. And whatever I have debts to Allah that I missed all these years, just to conclude one example. We speak about the past namazes, Salah I missed. Is that a small thing, my dear brothers? Understand this in our business terms or dunya terms. I lent a friend 100,000 rand. Every month he comes to see me. And when he comes with a packet of chocolates and sweets, he comes and sits in my lounge. And he asks me, "Where's the kids? Where's the children?" And the kids will come, "Uncle brought for your chocolates," dishing out chocolates. First month he comes, second month, third month. Why is he talking about the 100,000 rand? He's not talking about it. What money comes with chocolates? "Bhai, keep your chocolates. Where's the money?" But he says, "Bhai, what's wrong with you? I bring a chocolate for your kids and you are talking about the 100,000 rand." I say, "Bhai, leave your chocolates. Pay the account." To Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we're giving nafil umrah, nafil namazes, nafil charity. Allah says, "You got an outstanding account. All those namazes and salah you missed from the time you became baligh, you didn't pay as yet." Then you have to cover it up also. The past namazes, go to the local ulama-i karam. How do I calculate it? Let me start at least. What I've got debts by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Start paying, then we see the barakat. Then that man will say, "Now I can give you some goods. Even if you pay 2,000 a month, I'll open your account for you." That's how we deal. Allah says, "Start paying, I'll open my account with you also." start covering up the debts. Shouldn't be like Ahmad Bhai and Musa Bhai. Ahmad Bhai borrowed 100,000. He told Musa Bhai, I'll pay you end of the month. Come end of the month, Ahmad Bhai is walking the room up and down. Half past two, the wife wakes up. You're not coming to sleep. He says, I told Musa I'm going to pay him tomorrow 100,000 rand. I don't have the money. She says, small problem. Why didn't tell me? I'll sort it out for you. He got very happy. He said, oh, what's his number? So she phones Musa Bhai. Musa Bhai, Ahmad's wife speaking. Gee, what's up? He said, he's going to pay you tomorrow. He said, yes. He said, I just phoned to tell you he doesn't have the money. Assalamu alaikum. He said, what you did? So she says, now you sleep, he'll walk. Now you sleep, he'll walk. You shouldn't be like that, my dear brothers. That Allah, you carry on giving. Ya Allah, you carry on giving. That Ya Allah, I'm going to do a withdrawal without depositing. Allah is still giving. Allah is still giving. Love Allah. Learn how to speak to Allah. Learn about our salah. Don't miss the namaz. Learn about our Quran Sharif. Teach our children. Send them to maktab. They must learn Quran Sharif. That is the investment. 70 ayat Allah promised. For deen of Allah, Allah say make an effort. You'll have to go out, learn the deen of Allah, give our time in the path of Allah, sit by ulama ikram, and learn how beautiful, how enjoyable deen is. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to bin amal, inshaAllah.